Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about the deadly resurgence of Britain's COVID cases, because guess what? They've jumped by a third in a week, and up to 1 in 18 people are infected in worst-hit areas. We're going to get to all of that in a second. I hope you'll enjoy it. If you do, do let me know before when you leave the podcast. Hit the like button or the heart button. Similarly, if you want to support our platform, well, you can buy me a coffee. There's a link below. Or you can drop a dollar in the donor box. Link below. Also, just to let you know, friends, that we have a new premium podcast, which you can subscribe to, which lasts much longer than the normal ones. And it is going to be available tomorrow on a Sunday. So if you subscribe now, then you'll automatically get that one. As I say, it's a long form and it's basically a weekly review. So you're very welcome to subscribe to the News in Review in the links below. You've got that. Similarly, if you want to become a super fan of the podcast channel, then again, there's a link below for that. And that gives you different emojis and different things you can do. And again, it's all about helping support the platform. Right, let's get back to this. Let's get back to this deadly, deadly jump in COVID cases. So amusingly, the ONS data shows 1.8 million people in England were infected with COVID in the week to June 24th, up by a third. Cases are also on the rise in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, with 1 in 18 Scots estimated to have COVID. It comes, FYI, as Boris Johnson refuses to definitively rule out more COVID restrictions as hospital admissions rise. Oh, right, so Bojo's keeping the possibility of more restrictions. Good luck with that one, Bojo. Let's see how you get on. But yeah, the ONS, they're selling the fear porn here. They're talking about hospital admissions have trebled in the last month, piling pressure on an already overwhelmed NHS. Why is the NHS overwhelmed? Oh, you mean the NHS decided to stop treating patients for everything but the alleged COVID for 2 years? That NHS is overwhelmed? I don't care. Boris says that, anyway, there's no plans to reintroduce curbs at the moment. At the moment. But you see, all this is all being driven, this uptick, this summer plague is being driven by the Omicron subvariants BA.4, BA.5. You've heard me talk about them before. Infectious disease specialists, including members of the notorious SAGE panel, have confidence that the upcoming wave will be no worse than the other pigs. Okay, I can't take any more of this, right? Can't take any more of this. I have to stop and say something here. Right, let's be clear. There is no summer COVID. There's just none. This is absolutely pathetic and laughable. What they're doing is they're weaponizing the summer colds. Everyone gets, well, not everyone, but in the summertime, people get the sniffles. You know, people get a summer cold and that's it. It lasts for a day or two, it passes. Why they get it, I'm not sure. Is it a virus? I don't know. But there's a thing, and it's called a summer cold. However, we have a population now which has been so hypnotized and traumatized by 2.5 years of government propaganda that they're testing themselves morning, noon, and night to see if they've got the dreaded COVID, from which they have mostly all been at least doubled, if not triple jabbed, some of them potentially quadruply jabbed. And these are the people that are catching the so-called COVID. But my view, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, but I suggest that a lot of these people who are feeling unwell are unwell because of the vaccines. Essentially, they've got not long COVID. They've got COVID damage. Their immune systems are shot to hell. And because their immune systems have been so fundamentally weakened and undermined, they are liable to come down with everything and anything. And so, you know, even though the media wants to try and sell this as, right, guys, we got to get serious here. It's summertime and this incoming COVID. No, that is not what is happening. happening. And I don't believe that's what happened last summer as well. This is the media trying to keep the fear going during the time of the year when there are basically very few infectious viruses circulating in the Northern Hemisphere. But you know, if you go with the coronavirus theory, and I don't, but if you go with the coronavirus theory, then the theory is, well, okay, SARS-CoV-2 is a coronavirus, and coronaviruses circulate in the Northern Hemisphere in the winter, autumn winter, right? So why are they circulating in the summer? Well, no one ever asks about that. That's an impertinent question in 2022. You mustn't talk about things like that. Just accept the fact that there's these endless waves of COVID. And the only thing we can do, the only thing we can do to protect ourselves against the endless waves of COVID is, yes, keep taking the jabs. That's their solution. You know that. I know that. That's the only thing. So all of this, this fear porn being sold through scum media, like the Daily Mail, for example, today, talking about worst hit areas. There's nowhere that's worst hit because there is no COVID-19 in the summer of 2022. If people have got Omicron subvariants, we know Omicron was the mildest form of COVID yet, which in South Africa they defined as something that didn't require hospitalization or even going to see a GP. Somehow in the UK, oh no, it's totally different. We've got a different BA.4 and a different BA.5. And our BA.4 and our BA.5 is so deadliest that people have to go into hospital. I mean, this is all garbage. It's an absolute psyops being played in, day out by the media. Oh yes, there's a lot of people who have got summer colds at the moment. I know that. And those people tend to be the people who have been vaccinated. So if ever there was a clue, I think it's right there, and it's right in their face. These are the vaccinated suffering the consequences, sadly, of their decisions to take jabs, which are little more than experimental gene therapies with some horrendous side effects. I'm sorry, folks. We warned you not to do it. If you've done it, I feel sorry for you. You know, I'm not trying to be mean, but you are now basically experiencing the whirlwind that you have sown. Thanks for listening.